This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of America. Nobody has more expertise financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America. I'm Riley Smith. Farmers and ranchers are stepping up to oppose the estate tax. We'll have more right after this.
Crop insurance is complex. That's why Farm Credit Services of America delivers full-time crop insurance officers with proprietary decision-making tools. We can sort through dozens of options for a plan that fits your financial and risk management needs. Proprietary tools and unsurpassed expertise deliver greater peace of mind. Discover the difference. Call 800-884-FARM. This institution is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
The American Farm Bureau Federation was part of a letter to Congress expressing opposition to the estate tax. Dustin Shearer, Director of Government Affairs for the American Farm Bureau Federation, talked about what was in the letter.
The Family Business Estate Tax Coalition, of which American Farm Bureau Federation is a member, sent a letter to Representatives Steenstra and Bishop, who plan on introducing the Death Tax Repeal Act in the House, hopefully sometime in mid-January. Farm Bureau has long been opposed to any type of estate tax, and this particular bill would take the estate tax completely off the books.
Shearer said the large number of groups signed on to the letter, including those that represent a variety of business outside of agriculture, shows how important the issue is to the overall economy.
It's very indicative of how important it is to small, privately held, family-owned businesses, farms, ranches. The estate tax is oftentimes talked about only with reference to somebody with a farm or a ranch trying to pass down a business from one generation to the next. But you apply those same principles to a family-owned small business that manufactures products or a family-owned construction company.
The American Farm Bureau has long been an outspoken opponent of the death tax.
For some reason, somebody at some point in history thought that somebody dying was a good enough reason to levy a tax on all of the assets that they had accumulated. We have always been philosophically just opposed to that. This particular tax makes it very difficult to transition a business from one generation to the next, which in many cases is all families want to do is keep the family in the business. It's provided for the family over the course of one generation. They want to make sure that it's there for the next.
For more information, visit fb.org. You can find this story and more on our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, sign up for our daily e-newsletter to get those stories delivered to you every day. For Money Matters here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.